Today's shir is L'zeicha Nishmas of Yehuda Leib ben Reb Shmuel. Today's shir is Masechta Megillah Daf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Beis on a Beis, three lines from the bottom. V'amar Reb Yirmiyah V'tayim Reb Chiya Bar Abba. The Matzbach. We know that certain letters of the Alabeis are written two different versions. One version is the version that we have when the letter is found in the middle of the word, in the middle of a word, and we have a different version when the letter is found at the end of the word. So begins our shir by saying that the Mansbach, Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Chof, were said by the Tzoyfin. The Pashup Shat, the Tori Evan says, why is this Gemara mentioned here? So as well, because it's the same individual who just taught us the halacha, Reb Chiya Bar Abba, the last Gemara we learned yesterday, what is the distance of a mil? But I saw the Sifsei Tzadik says a very interesting pshat. As we're going to learn in our Gemara now, the letters have the two versions, and each version has to be used at the proper time. And if you don't do what you spoke, if you don't write it the proper way, then you weren't writing, you would either say Torah that way, you would write Tefillah that way, they would be disqualified. Similarly, so something was changed. So the Sifsei Tzadik says, if we look at the Yontav of Purim, the Yontav of Purim is a Yontav where we behave differently than we behave all year. Drinking, partying is really not the Jewish way. But when it comes to Purim, that's what we all do. So he says, that's the connection between this and our Masechta. That just like on Purim, we don't necessarily behave the same way as we behave all year, so too these letters are written differently than they're normally written. Of course, the Rishonim already ask, why does it say Matzbach? It's not in the proper order of the letters. So Taisa says, the very Maskel V'Oid, that the reason was said is it said this way because it hasn't at the word tzoifim, and tzoifim means the neviim. And our Gemara is coming to teach us that the tzoifim, the neviim, as we're about to learn, were the ones that instituted that the letters should be written this way. Rashi says neviya hadoros amrum. So the Gra explains that what Rashi means to say that not all of these letters were, even though all of these letters that we just said have two versions, not all of those letters were made at the same time. And because they were not made at the same time, this is the order that they were written. Says the Gra, that's what Rashi means to say. Matzbach Tzoifim Amrim, the Tzoifim, the Neviim that we had in Klal Yisrael over the many generations, each one of them instituted a different one, and at the end we have the Mansbach, we have these letters, but not necessarily were they composed according to the way that they appear in the Alabeis. Ask the Gemara of Tisbara, is that correct, that the letters were instituted by the Nevi'im? V'ksiv, ask the Gemara, doesn't the Pasuk say, Eila mitzvah shetzivas Hashem Moshe, achivas Hashem es Moshe, abnei Yisrael b'har Sinai. We learn from here, Shein Rishoy L'chadish Tova Me'ata, that a Navi cannot institute something new. So if something can't be instituted new, here we're instituting something new. And as the Pnei Yeshua says, as we mentioned a moment ago, it has direct relevant to what is written in the Torah. Because if the Torah, if we write a Torah, or a Tefillah Mezuzah will be the same, in the wrong way, it becomes possible. So by changing the way a letter is written, it has a direct bearing on mitzvah daraisa. Shein Navi Rishai L'chadish Tov Mata. A Navi may not make any changes. Void. Furthermore, asked the Gemara, how can we say that these letters were only instituted later? V'amam Rav Chisda, Mem B'samach V'Luchas, the Mem and the Samach that we find in the Luchas, B'neis Hayoimdim, they were there with a Neis. Because we know that all the letters in the Luchas, as they were written, they were engraved all the way through. So all the other letters of the Alabeis don't arm completely cut out. But the Mem and Samach are letters that are completely cut out. So if they're completely cut out, how could they have been standing there? So we see that the Mem and the Samach were already there in the time of the Luchas. The Gemara is assuming at this point, explained the Rishonim, that the final version of these letters were what was instituted by the Nevi'im. So the Mem, that's completely cut out, only came later. But we see here that was already in the time of the Luchas. Answers the Gemara, in Mahava Hava, they were already there from all the time. However, the Loyadi, they weren't sure, Haiba Emtza Teva, Haiba Sefer Teva, which should be in the middle, which version of the letter should be in the middle, and which one should be at the end of the letter. So, of course, the Rishash asked the question, what does that mean? They should have looked at the Luchas, and they would have seen the Luchas, they would have seen what version is supposed to be there. So he says that the Gemara is referring to time where the Luchas were no longer available to us, that we could look at them to know. Also, Tzayfim, V'tekinu, Psuchim b'emtza teva, V'stumim b'soifa teva. And the Rashba says, from here we see that when you write a Mem, you have to make sure that the letter is completely cut out. Because if the letter is not completely circled, then the Gemara's question wouldn't have begun. Says the Gemara, but still, the Nevi'im determining what should be where is also a violation. Soif, soif. Doesn't the Pasuk say, as we just said, Eila mitzvahs, shein Navi asid l'chadish tov matah, that a Navi can't compose anything new? So we go back to the original question, how could have they decided what's in the middle and what's the end? Says the Gemara, Ella, originally they of course knew where everything belongs, but what happened was Shacham, during the time of the Golas, it was forgotten how to write which letter, v'chaz v'yazdom, and then the Nevi'im came later and taught us what to put where. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yemi Vitaim Rabbi Chiba Rabba, Targum Shel Torah, the Targum that we have in the Torah, Unklus Amra, was said by Unklus, Bipi, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and he learned them from Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Targum Shel Nevi'im, the Targum that we have in the Nevi'im, says the Gemara, was said by Yonasan Bezil Amra, was said by Yonasan Ben Azil, who learned it, Bipi Chagai Zechari Malachai, who learned it from Chagai Zechari Malachai. So as the Mashah says, of course, Rabbi Yonasan Ben Azil never saw Chagai Zechari Malachai. What the Gemara means to say, says the Mashah, that they were originally brought to us by Chagai Zechari Malachai, and ultimately, Unkelus learned it from them. Says Gemara, "Nizdaza Etz Yisrael." When it was said, Etz Yisrael shaked, Etz Yisrael trembled. Arba Mei Prasa, Arba Mei Prasa, which is the size of Etz Yisrael. V'yotza Basko, and a Basko emanated as that happened. V'amar Mi Uzeh Shigilas Sorei L'bnei Adam. Who's the one that's giving over the secrets? Amay son Yonasan Ben Azil Araglav. So Yonasan Ben Azil got up and said, Anisha he who shigalisa Sarachal Bay Adam. I'm the one who's revealing these secrets. But he made a disclaimer. He said, this that I'm doing is not for my own covet, not for my family. I'm doing it that people, Klai Yisrael, should know the proper explanation, the proper meaning of these psukim, and by that, Layirba Machlokes by Yisrael, there won't be any Machlokes in Klai Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Vay Bikish Legalis Targum Shel Ksuvim, Yonasan Ben Azil then wanted to go on and give reveal to us the Targum of the Ksuvim, Yot So Baskal V'Omra, So Baskal Emren, it said, Dayoch, Nevi'im is enough, my Tama, what's the reason that they did not want that to be revealed? Mishum de'isbei keitz Mashiach, because there we have where Mashiach will come, and that the Hashem did not want to be revealed. So I saw from the Sefer Eina B'Deloyach, why doesn't Hashem want it to be revealed? So he explains that we know, we've mentioned this previously, the Gemara says there are two times where Mashiach could come. Be'ita, it could either come at the predestined time, or Echishena. Echishena means that there's if we are Zoicha, Mashiach will come as soon as we're ready to receive Mashiach. If we would have a pasuk and we would have a targum that would tell us exactly when Mashiach is coming, people would stop living with the achakalay b'chol yom shiavay, with the hope that Mashiach will come any day. People will stop trying to live to achieve that Mashiach should come. And because of that, the Hashem did not want us to have a targum that we would think we're locked into. So from our Gemara, it seems that the targum of Navi was given by Yonis and Raziel. The targum of Ksuvim, he was not allowed to give. But it's very interesting. In many Chumashim, on the Torah, we have targum Yonis and Raziel. But our Gemara doesn't seem to indicate in any way that was composed by Yonis and Raziel. So I actually saw that many Mefarshim suggest that the Targum that we have in the Chumash is actually not written by Yonis ibn Aziel. It was written, it's a Yerushalmi, it's Targum Yerushalmi. What happened was, it was originally marked in the Sefer Torah as Tuf Yud, which means Targum Yerushalmi, but over the years somebody made a mistake and decided to call it Targum Yonis ibn Aziel. But it's really not Targum Yonis ibn Aziel, it's really Targum Yerushalmi. Ask the Gemara, the Targum Torah, Uncle Sager Amra. Ask the Gemara, was the Targum that we have in the Torah composed by Uncle Sager? Ask the Gemara, Amra Vikabar Oven, Amra Bishmul, Rechanan, Amra Rav, Maidik Siv, Vyikru, Besefer, Torah, Salkim, Feirish, Vesam, Sefer, Vivino, Vemikra. The Pasuk speaks about as they come to Etz Yisrael, they read this Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Vyikar, Besefer, Torah, Salkim, Samikra, they read the words of the Torah. Mefarish is the Targum. And in fact, this is, of course, the Makar, how we see important the Targum is. But on the other hand, the Gra says that we know that there's a very strong obligation that every week we all do Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. The Gra wants to suggest if we see that the source for the word Targum is Mefarish, which means an explanation, suggest the Gra that maybe nowadays, particularly where people don't really understand the Targum Unkelus, we could fulfill the Mefarish by learning Rashi. The best, of course, is to do both. Both say Targum Unkelus and learn Rashi. V'sum Seichel Eila Psukim, to know where every Pasuk begins and end. V'yivinu b'mikra Eila Piskei Tamim, how to read the Pasuk with the right tamim, which have a very significant impact on how to understand the Torah. V'amrilei Eila Mesiris, to know which words had the proper spelling of the words. So again, we see that they were here already much before the time of Unkelus. So how can we say that they were given by Unkelus? Answers the Gemara, Shachachem, they were forgotten, and Unkelus was the one that Chazav v'yozdom. Ask the Gemara, Maishna deraisa, why when the Targum of the Torah was given, lo yizdaza, the world did not tremble, as the Yisrael did not tremble, the Nevi, but as we just learned, when the Targum of the Nevi was given, izdaza, did as the Yisrael tremble? Answers the Gemara, deraisa mefarashim milsa. The psukim in the Torah are very understandable, and therefore the Targum doesn't really reveal any great secrets. However, the Nevi'ah, Ikamil the Mefarash, Ikamil the Mesasman, there are parts of Nevi'im that are not that understandable, and therefore the Targum is what reveals the deep meaning of these Psukim, and that's why it was more significant. The Pasuk says in Zechariah, the Pasuk says about the Gula that's going to come here by Yemenu. The Pasuk says, B'yayim ahu, Yigdal ha-mispad b'shlayim, that day there will be a big hesped, a big eulogy given in Yerushalayim, k'mispad ha-dadrinan, the biggest given. V'am Rabbi Yosef says, il mole targum of the high craw, if not for the targum of this pasuk, lo yidana my comer. And Rashi, in Masech the Kedushin, and the Ritva over here explains, that why was it particularly Rabbi Yosef who makes this statement? So he says, Rabbi Yosef was blind. And the halach is Dvarav Shemiksav, Torah Shemiksav, Yatru Rishayim Lamer Malpeh. He was not allowed to, able to learn Torah Shemiksav, because unfortunately, because he was blind, he could not see the Torah Shemiksav. So he learned Torah Shemalpeh. And Targum is clearly part of the Torah Shemalpeh. And that's how he became an expert in Targum, in the Targum. So he says, if not for the Targum, lo yidana mai kamu, we can never understand the Pasuk. What it means to say, he said, the Targum says, Yonasim Nazil explains this Pasuk, says, Beyoimahu, Yiskle Mizbada, on that day when Mashiach will come, there will be a great Hespet Sen Yushlaim, Kemizbada da Achra ba Amri, the Kotl Yosei Adrim Ibrahim Sagilad. Just like when Achav Melch Yisrael was killed by Hadrima and the king of Aram, there was a tremendous Hespid said on that day. And similarly, there was a big Hespid said on the day. We spoke about this in Masech the Tainus. The call to Yosef Parai Chagirim Vikas Megidoi. Parai Nchei, or Parai the lame individual, wanted to go through Eretz Yisrael when he was going to battle to Syria. And Parai, Egypt is to the south, and they are to the north. So he wanted to go through Eretz Yisrael, and Yeshua did not let him, as we learned in Masechta Tainus. And what happened was, at that point, he was murdered, and there was a big, and Yeshua was a tzaddik, as we learned, and there was a big hesped. And similarly, when Mashiach comes, a very big hesped will be saved, because when Mashiach comes, explained the Mefarshim, first Mashiach ben Yosef will come, and then Mashiach ben David will come. And when Mashiach ben Yosef will come, he will be murdered. And there will be a big hesped said about him. And that's what the Gemara means to say, that the Pasuk refers to that hesped. Since we're learning about Ksuvim, and particularly Sefer the Neil, where, as we just learned, they did not want to teach us the Targum of the Neil, because that's where we have the time when Mashiach will come, says the Pasuk. The Pasuk in the Neil says that Daniel sort of a nevuah. The pasuk says, "Raisi ani Daniel levadi. I Daniel myself saw a samara, a vision. Va'anoshim shayu imi. But the people who were with me loyro a samara did not see that vision. Avu charada gedayla nafla aleim. A tremendous fear shook them. V'yivrachu bechavei. And they ran away." The reason they ran, and the Gemara is going to explain why they ran away. Ask them, firstly, my Neo Anoshim, who are these people that were with him that did not see what he saw? Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yirmi of Yitem Rav Chi Bar Abba, Zachag Zachari Malachi. They were Chag Zachari Malachi. Inu Adifim Menei, in one way, Chag Zachari Malachi was superior over David, over Daniel. Vihu, in another way, Adif Minayu, he was superior over them. Inu Adifim Menei, they were superior than in Navi, because not only did they see Nevuah, but they were given Nevuah to give over to Klal Yisrael. V'yu loy Navi, even though, as clear in this Gemara, he saw Nevuah, but he was not given over a Nevuah that he should be to give over to other people. V'yu adab minayu, because the Iyu Chaza, we just learned, he saw what this vision. Vinu loy chaza, and they didn't see their vision. And I saw that the Mefarshim say that was the reason that they did not see the vision. Because if they would have seen a vision, they would have had to repeat it. And this was a nevuah that was not meant to be repeated. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not show it to them. Ask the Gemara, but if they indeed didn't see this vision, my tam avisu, why were they frightened? Answers the Gemara, Afgav the inu loy chazu. Even though they did not actually see it, mazlai chazal, their mazel, pash pshat, is their mazel. Each one of us has a malach in Shemayim, and their malach in Shemayim did see it, and that caused them to tremble. So, and as the Gaon Yaakov says, what caused them also to tremble is not just that their malach in Shemayim saw it, but the malach in Shemayim saw that there's quite a while that we're going to have to wait until Mashiach comes. And that caused them to tremble. Their mazel recognized that we still have a long time to wait in this terrible goes. Amar Rav Shmamin, Ahayman the Mivis. If you see that a person becomes frightenedly. Avgav de'iloi chazli, and we can't understand why he became frightened, because even though he hasn't seen necessarily anything that should frighten him, mazli chazli, his malach sword. Ask the Gemara, ma'itakante. So if a person becomes frightened and he doesn't know what to do, he doesn't know why, what should he do? Says the Gemara, liku krishma, he should read krishma. However, if he koyim, because by reading krishma, he becomes strengthened in mitzvahs. Moreover, he's strengthened in Yerushalayim. And once a person is strengthened in Yerushalayim, he has nothing to be scared of. And the Gemara, in fact, says in Masechet Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph explains the Sifsei Chachamim, Kol HaKoya Krishma Al Mitasai. And somebody says, Krishma Mazikim Badil Mimenu. It's the way to get the Shadim to go away from him. But if the person is in a place that's not clean, and therefore, of course, in such a place, he may not recite Krishma, Lincha Meduchte Arvagamidi, he should jump out of where he is for Amis. Viloi, but if he can't do that, Lemahochi, Izadebe Tavchi Shmeina Minai. Because, as the Ben Yoyod explains, a person's space is Dalar Amis. So if he's frightened, and he's frightened because something, a message that the shade is giving from him is that, so anything that's within his Dalar Amis is the space of the Dalar Amis. But if it's outside of the space of the Dalar Amis, then he has nothing to worry. The shade doesn't have any shlita, doesn't have any influence in such a place. Ask the Gemara, the Hashta the Amit, as we learned in our previous year, that the Pasuk that says in the Megillah, Medina, Medina, V'ir, V'ir, is coming to teach us, L'drasha, it's coming to teach us which cities read the Megillah when. So ask the Gemara, Mishpacha, Mishpacha, L'mayasa, why do we learn from the Pasuk of Mishpacha, Mishpacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef Bachanina, L'havi Mishpachas Kuhuna V'Leviya, that the Kahanim L'Leviyim, Mevatlam Avedasam, they don't do the Avoida, or Boyim L'shmai Mikra Megoyla. So it's a very big machlokes rishonim. What does that mean? Mevatlin avadason. Most rishonim, Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, are of the opinion that if the tzibur is reading the Megillah and it's the time to do the Karban Tamid, the Kahanim should delay doing the Karban Tamid rather to go hear the Megillah with the rest of the tzibur, and then they'll do the Karban Tamid. But according to those Rishonim, if by listening to the Megillah you won't have an opportunity to do the Karban Tamid at all, then of course the Megillah does not supersede the Karban Tamid, because the Karban Tamid is a Chiv Deraisa. The Megillah is not a Chiv Deraisa. The Levim, as they stand and sing the Shira, as the Kabbanis are brought, Bisraba Mamadim, as we discussed, also Masech the Tainus, they were Mamadis every week, Kulan Mevatim Avedasam, all of them are Mevatal, they're Avoida, Obayim Lishmoy, Mikra Megillah, they come to hear the Megillah. There's another Mechloikus Rishonim. What would be the Halacha if they already began doing the Avoida, and now came the time to read the Megillah? Do they stop the Avoida where they are and go do the Megillah? Or under those circumstances, says the Ritva, if they already began the Megillah, then if they already began the Avoida, we do not interrupt the Avoida in order to do Kriyas Megillah. And in fact, the Paiskim say, unfortunately, Bizman Azeh, we don't have the Avoida, but we know that a person who's sitting Shiva in Avelis is not supposed to leave his home. But again, the Paiskim suggest if it's not possible to get a minion of people that will be able to read the Megillah in the home of the Avel is allowed to go to Shul. Because just like we learn here, that Mevatel, the Avoida, to go hear the Megillah, so too, when Mevatel, the Avelis, to hear the Megillah. It's interesting to point out that the Imre Emes says that our Gemara began by trying to understand that we learned in our previous year what we learned from the Pasuk Medina, Medina,
Our Gemara is teaching about mishpacha, mishpacha. But the next word of the pasuk, adar v'dar. And our Gemara doesn't focus, what do we learn from dar v'dar? So the Imre Emes says that we know that the Gemara says that kol ha-me'adim yibetelim, that all Yom Tovim eventually will become abolished. Purim will remain a yonta forever. So the pshat in this Gemara is that the pshat in the pasuk of dar v'dar is that for all generations the yontif of Purim will remain. Tani nami hachi, says the Gemara, Kohanim bevedosam, Levim beduchanam, Yisrael bemamodam, Kulam avakam avedosam, Oboil mishmoim rikur megillah. Bikan, says the Gemara, Samchushul beis Rebbe, in the yeshiva of Rebbe they established, Shmevatam Talmud Torah, that they are mevatel the Torah, and voil mishmoim rikur megillah, in order to hear the Megillah. Because they make a kavachim ma'avoida. Ma avoida shim chamura. Ma'avoida, which is so serious. We just learned Vatlinan Talmud Torah, which is not as serious as avoida. Certainly, Mevatlin, Talmud Torah, Lekoshke, Mevatlit, for reading the Megillah. So, of course, everybody asked the question, why is it called Bittel Torah to hear the Megillah? The Megillah is Talmud Torah. So why is the Gemara saying the Mevatlin Talmud Torah, L'shmai Mikra Megillah? That is Mikra Megillah. So some explain that the Megillah is Mikra. And what the Gemara means is that Mevatl Talmud Torah, with Mevatl Mishnah Gemara, which is a more serious type of learning, the people that the Gemara Masechta Bracha says, with Tarosim Amnosam, were individuals who learned Mishnah Gemara, you Mevatl Mishnah Gemara, in order to do Mikra Megillah. Another pshat that the Rishash suggests, that we're referring here to a situation where the Rebbe did not hear the Megillah yet, but the Talmidim already heard the Megillah. So we would think that the Rebbe should not go to give the Rebbe should go give the shir and not hear the Megillah. Teaches us the Gemara that the Rebbe should mevatel the shir in order to hear Mikra Megillah. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that what it means here is that it's not the actual time that we're reading the Megillah. The actual time that we're reading the Megillah is certainly considered Talmud Torah. But they used to read the Megillah in the shul with the entire tzibah there because of Barov Am Hadras Melech. And that took time to go to the shul and come back from the shul, and that's called Mevatlin Talmud Torah Mevatlin Megillah. The Brisk Rav has a different pshat. The Brisk Rav says that Mikra Megillah, when we read the Megillah, the purpose is not to Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The purpose of reading Mikra Megillah is Persumei Nisa. And therefore, if you're reading the Megillah because you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Persumei Nisa, you're not doing Talmud Torah at that time, and still Mevatel Talmud Torah in order to learn Mikra Megillah. Another pshat that I saw is that there are words in the Megillah that actually we don't understand. In the Megillah it says, HaChashtar Chanim B'nei HaRamachim, that nobody knows what that means. So when those words are being read, we're saying words that we don't understand. And we could have been able to learn. We could have been able to learn at that time. And learning means to understand what we're learning. And by being Mevatel Mikra Megillah, we're being Mevatel Talmud Torah to learn Mikra Megillah, to read the Mikra Megillah at that time, even though it involves Bittel Torah. The Farshim give other pshatim. Another pshat is that the study of Megillah is certainly considered Talmud Torah, but any study that doesn't involve really understanding what you're learning. And the Chazon Ish makes an interesting point. The Chazon Ish says when somebody is reading the Megillah, his goal is not to understand what the Megillah says. His goal is not to Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. His goal is to Mekayim Mitzvah Megillah. And under those circumstances, it's not considered that you're learning Torah. Yet the halacha is that one is Mevatel Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. So the Gemara says that Mikra Megillah Avoida is chamura than Talmud Torah. Ask the Gemara, where do we see it? Avoida, chamura than Talmud Torah, is avoida more serious for ksiv. The pasuk says, v'hi b'yosh Yeshua b'yirichai. When Yeshua was in Yirichai, v'yisa enof, v'yav v'hinei ish oymel l'negdei. There was somebody there, v'cha b'shluf b'yodai, he had his sword stuck out. V'yelch Yeshua elof, and Yeshua approaches him, v'yomel alonu atam l'tzareinu, v'yomel oi, kani sar tzva Hashem ata ba'osi, v'yip Yeshua upon of arts of yishtachlu. Ask the Gemara, v'hechi ovid haki. How did Yeshua do so? How did Yeshua bow down to Malach at night without knowing who it is? Vamar Bishu ben Levi, a person's not a, may not greet at night someone when he can't see him, because chashinan shedhu, we have to be concerned that he's a shed. Answers the Gemara, Yeshua was not concerned. The reason Yeshua was not was concerned was shani hasam, damalei, the Malach used the words kani sara tzva Hashem, and that's how we knew he's not a shed. Says the Gemara, V'dil Mishakri, maybe it's a shed that was saying Hashem's name in vain. Answers the Gemara, Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah that the Shedim, the Loi Mafki Shem Shemayim Levatollah, the Shedim never say Shem Shemayim Levatollah. This is an interesting question. If somebody's walking at night, is he allowed to, and it's dark, is he allowed to say Shalom to that individual? And the Rishonim already say that with Zman Hazeh, we don't have Shedim amongst our midst. And since we don't have Shedim amongst the midst, we don't have to be concerned. And in fact, the Paiskim say that we know part of the Nusach that we say when we do Kiddush Levana is do we say Shalom, is we say Shalom Aleichem. And the reason they explain is that, and the question is, how can we say Shalom Aleichem if we need to be concerned that it's a shade? So says the Ramash Nasha Klein, Zatzal, in his Shailas Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelik Yudbei Simen Tov Ayin Tes, what is another part of the Nusach of Kiddush Levana? El Molei Lezoch Yisrael Lahagbu Pnei Aviyam. If even if Klai Yisrael were not worthy to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Pam Achs B'Chodesh once a month, Dayoy, it would be enough. So what we're announcing is that when we're out doing Kiddush Levana, we need not be concerned that there are Shedim there. Because when we're doing Kiddush Levana, we're in the Mechitza, we're in the midst of the Shechina HaKadosha. If we're in the midst of the Shechina HaKadosha, so we could say Shalom Aleichem and not be concerned that the person we're saying Shalom Aleichem to is Chas V'Shalom a shed. Amalai. So the Gemara now begins to explain the dialogue between the Malach and Yeshua. Amalai Emes, the previous evening, Bitaltem Tamut Sheben Abayim. When you were out at war, the camp around the city of Yerichai, you did not bring the Karmen Tamid. Even though, technically, you could have been brought the Karmen Tamid, because at night, there's no war. Achshav, now, when you're not at war, Bitaltem Talmud Torah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me a message, that is unacceptable. Amalai, so Yeshua asked him, Aleiz Man Bosa, which is the greater of the two sins? Amalai, Ata Bosi, I am coming for the sin of Ata. Miyad, says the Gemara V'yolin Yeshua B'lai Lahu B'toicha Emek, V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Melamed Shalom Ba'amka Shalacha. The next time that he went to war, he was careful, chas v'sholem, not to be mevatel Talmud Torah. So the Chavetz Chaim, when he used to learn this Gemara, say that the pasuk that says Ata is referring to Talmud Torah. Why is Talmud Torah called Ata? So he says, Ata represents achshav. Every moment, you know when is the moment to learn Torah? Ata, this moment. So the Panovich Rav used to speak about this Gemara quite often. And he used to say that the Pasuk, not long before this episode, teaches Yeshua, V'gisaba yoyim v'layla, that the Torah says that that Yeshua was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he has to learn Torah all the time. So the Panovich Rav used to ask, why did the Malach have to tell Yeshua that he has to learn because the Atabasi, and the Ata refers to Atva Kismachem as a Shira Zois. Why didn't he use the Pasik of Layam Shataraz Bricha Vagisa Ba Yom Velayla? The other question that he asked is that it's very interesting that when Yeshua asked the Malach, why is the main Avera that you're concerned with? The question he asked was, Halonu, is it regarding Torah, which it says, Torah Tzivalonu Moshe, or the Tzareinu? Are you referring to the Malachim? Are you referring to Torah, which it says regarding the Torah, or the Tzareinu Kabonis, which protect us from our enemies? And the Malach answered him, Atabasi, regarding Torah, which the Tosek says regarding Torah, Atakislachem Sashira Zois. If the Malach wanted to communicate to Yeshua that his main concern is Torah, so he should have used the same pasuk that Yeshua used. Yeshua used the pasuk of Lanu. Why did Malach not use the same pasuk? So the Briskerov said, because the Malach was coming to teach Yeshua an incredibly important lesson. The lesson that he was coming to teach him was that Torah is only considered Torah when it's Ato Kislachem Sashira. Something that you learn as a song. You learn when a song is sung with much enthusiasm. A song is sung with much excitement and enjoyment. The Malach was telling him, not only is Torah what's critical to our mission in life, but what type of Torah is critical to our mission in life? What's critical to our mission in life is a Torah of Atta Kislachem Sashira Azois. A Torah which is a Shira, a Torah which is a song. That's the way we're supposed to learn Torah. And that's why he didn't rely on the Pasuk that was just taught to Yeshua. Because that Pasuk doesn't convey this message which the Malach felt was so important that Yeshua should learn. This is what Torah is supposed to be. Torah is supposed to be with a geshmak. V'amar Hashem bar Unya, Gadol Tam Torah, Yosim Akravis Tamidim. Bring Tam Torah is even greater than the Tam than Tamidim. Shnemar Atabasi, as we just learned, he was more concerned about Torah than he was about the Kabbanis. But we see here that Torah is greater than the Kabbanis. So why do we say that Avoid is Chamura? Answers the Gemara like Kasha. Ha the Rabbim, the Talmud Torah, the Rabbim is greater than Avodah, and that was the situation by Yeshua. Here it was the Talmud Torah of a Yachid. Megillah supersedes the Talmud Torah of a Yachid. Ask the Gemara, the Yachid Kal, is the Talmud Torah of a Yachid that serious, and the Megillah supersedes it? For Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us Masechta Moed Katan Daf Chof Chesam Mebeis. Noshim B'Moed, Noshim An Chol Moed Manos, when they say a Hesped, they all used to raise their voice together, Avoloi Metapchis. When they used to say a Hesped, they used to clap on their heart. That may not be done on Chol Moed. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Im Ha Yusmuchas Lamita, if they're right next to the bed where the nifter is laying, betapchis. Barash chadash mechanical porim, manus betapchis. Bezeh, both on cholamoid rosh chaydish chanukah porim, and a mekainanis. You're not allowed to all say, one person says something and they all follow. Vam rabar b'vchuna, ein moid b'fnei tamad chacham. A tamad chacham, even though on cholamoid we have these restrictions, they do not apply to tamad chacham. V'kosh gein chanukah porim, the restrictions don't apply. So we see that a Talmud Chacham supersedes all of these halachas, supersedes Purim, and we do everything we need to do for a Talmud Chacham on Purim. Answers the Gemara, Kvay Torah Kamrit, when we're speaking about the Levaya of a Talmud Chacham, of course the Levaya of a Talmud Chacham supersedes everything, because Kavod Torah the Yachid Chomer, Talmud Torah the Yachid, when we're speaking here about Talmud Torah is different. And the Mishnayim go on to explain that the Rabbim doesn't mean that you have all of Klai Yisrael together. But when you have a Rabbim learning Torah together, That is a very significant type of learning that has very serious ramification. But Kavod HaTorah goes first, and Rashi explains, because the Pasuk says, Es Hashem L'kecha Tira, and the Gemara teaches us, L'rabbis Talmid Chachamim. So from here we see how great it is, the respect for Talmid Chachamim are required, and therefore, the halacha is, says the Pri Chodesh, that for Rachman Tzlan, there's a Levaya of a Talmud Chacham on Purim. We should first do the Levaya of the Talmud Chacham and only afterwards read the Megillah. So Rabbi Aaron Cutler, when he used to learn this Gemara, would say, this Gemara teaches us a very important lesson. It teaches us how important it is for people who are Talmid Chachamim, for B'nai Torah, how important it is that the behavior be exemplary. Because if a Talmud Chacham, a Ben Torah, doesn't act appropriately, it causes a terrible Chil HaShem. It causes a tremendous Chil HaTorah. And he says, that's what it says in Pirkei Avos, Im Ein Torah Ein Derech Eretz, Vim Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. He says, if a person doesn't learn Torah, then he can never really reach, said Rabbi Aaron, the proper Madreg of Derech Eretz. But, says the Tana in the Pirkei Avos, Im Ein Derech Eretz, if you have a person who's a Talmud Chacham, you have an individual who's a Ben Torah, and he doesn't have the proper Derech Eretz, that ain't Torah. That his Torah is not considered Torah. And maybe we could suggest that he should better off not learn Torah. Because if his Torah creates a Chil HaShem, that isn't the type of Torah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we just said, is anxious to cover that Torah. Amar Rava, says the Gemara Pshitali, it's obvious to me, Avoido Mikra Megillah, as we just discussed earlier, doing the Avoido, reading the Megillah, Mikra Megillah Adif. Mikra Megillah comes first. B'divir Yais B'chanina, as we learned based on the Pasuk of Mishpacha, Mishpacha. But what's going to be, furthermore, Talmud, Torah, Mikra Megillah, when you have this conflict, Mikra Megillah Adif. Mikra Megillah comes first. Midasamcha Shel Beis Rebbe, because in the home of Rebbe, they relied on the Kavach Chaimer for Avoida, that if Mikra Megillah is Doicha the Avoida, it's certainly Doicha Talmud Torah. But not a question that he discusses, a Talmud Torah or Meis Mitzvah. There's a Nifter that there's nobody to take care of. Meis Mitzvah Adav. The Meis Mitzvah comes first. And the Gemara will explain how we get to that. Mid Tanya, because as the Brisa teaches us, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Leitzos HaMeis, when Mevatl Talmud Torah for Leitzos HaMeis, Ul Achnosis Kala for Achnosis Kala. What pshat mevatel talmud Torah leitzos hameis? Some say mevatel talmud Torah for any meis, and some say it's only for a meis mitzvah. Where lachnosas kala, Rashi explains that when a kala is being taken to the chuppah, mevatel the talmud Torah to go out to the chuppah. But says the chalkak mechaykik, that's only when we have we see the wedding. So somebody's in shul and a wedding is taking place, or somebody's wherever and he's learning and a wedding is taking place, vatal talmud Torah. But says the Chalkas Mechaykik, there is no mitzvah to stop learning, to go to a wedding hall to attend the wedding that you have no connection to. Actually, the Nitziv wants to connect this question to the question that we just spoke about a moment ago. For which Levaya are we vatal talmud Torah? If we're only mevatel the Talmud Torah for Meis Mitzvah, so too, we would only be mevatel the Torah for a Levaya that's a Meis Mitzvah, otherwise we're not mevatel the Talmud Torah. If, however, we want to suggest that it's for any Levaya, then maybe it's for any wedding as well. Says the Gemara, Avoido Meis Mitzvah Adav. When we have a question of doing the Avoid in the Beis Mikdash or Meis Mitzvah, the Meis Mitzvah comes first. Why do we know this? Says the Gemara, we know it from the word Lachoysa. Because the Torah says, the Torah speaks about a Nazir, and of course we know a Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei. And the Pasuk says, I'll call Nefesh Meis La Yavai, La Ovav L'Imai, And the question is, why did the Torah have to mention every one of these relatives? So the Gemara explains in Masechta Nazir Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph that from the word La'aviv we learn it's talking about a Kohen Gadol, and then the pasuk continues La'chaisim Atam Aloymer Hareishay Aharlich Lishkaras Pischay Olamas Benoy. If somebody's going to shech the Karm Pesach or do a bris for a son, both of these are mitzvahs asay, but they're very unique mitzvahs asay that you're allowed to, that there's a chiv karis if you violate those mitzvahs asay. B'shamash meis lemeis, and he heard that one of his close relatives passed away, and it's impossible for him to do both, go to the levaya or go to do the Karm Pesach. Yachol yitama, we would think that he should become tamei and not do the bris, and he should not go to the Karm Pesach. Amrit lo yitama. Yachol, so I would think. Kishayim, shayim etam lachoyso, kach enim etam lameis mitzvah, tamloy lachoyso. Lachoyso edenim etam, am etam lameis mitzvah, he's metam for a meis mitzvah. Even though the Mashal points out that this person who lost one of his close relatives is an oinen. So from here we see that an oinen, he wants to suggest, even though we know an oinen is potter, he called mitzvah shemetayra, a mitzvah that is limited to a certain time, maybe an oinen is allowed to perform. By Rava, Mikra Megillah Meis Mitzvah. So now he asks, what happens if there's a situation of Mikra Megillah Meis Mitzvah? Hai Menayu Adif. Which comes first? Do we say Mikra Megillah Adif Mishum Pasim Menisa? Mikra Megillah represents Pasum Menisa, and that's why it should come first. Adilma Meis Mitzvah Adif. Meis Mitzvah should come first. Mishum Kfar Abriyas, that this person laying here, nobody to care for him. Says the Gemara, after he asked the question, he answered it. He says, certainly, meis mitzvah adif. Damamar, gal kvair abriyas, shadaychas laisasish v'tayra. The Torah says that we're mechuyiv to do the mitzvah of hashavas aveda, but the Torah says that sometimes we don't have to do hashavas aveda. Makom that's not your covered. That means that covered abriyas supersedes the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And here too, the mitzvah of doing the Levaya supersedes the Mikra Megillah. I saw an interesting shaila that a doctor wants to go to Mikra Megillah, but as he wants to go to Mikra Megillah, there's a patient that needs care. What comes first? So certainly, he suggests that if it's a situation of Sakonis Nefoshes, as we know, supersedes everything. But when it's not a situation of Sakonis Nefoshes, the patient is in pain. He's not deathly ill. Should he go to Mikra Megillah and then tend to the patient afterwards, or should he do Mikra Megillah first? So he wants to consider that the doctor should see what would he do if he wasn't feeling well, and use that as a model. But then he says that's not necessarily a raya, because everybody has a different pain tolerance. And therefore, he says that if the patient truly is saying that he can't deal with the pain, maybe he should take care of the patient. I saw that the Sefer Gan Yosef explains that we look in Koheles, the Pasuk says, Ace Sefoid of Ace Rekoid. By all the other ace that are mentioned in Koheles, it says, Ace Lifkois with the Lamed. Here it says, Ace Sefoid of Ace Rekoid. Sefoid represents Levaya. Rekoid represents Hachnosis Kala. And just like we learned in our Gemara just now, that Hachnosis Kala and Levaya Sameis take precedent over everything else, so too says Shlomo HaMelech Keles. Ace Sefoid of Ace Rekoid. There is no Lispoid. There is no specific time to say a Hesped. There is no specific time to dance for Kala. Every time is the time. Gufa Amar Rabbi Shuben Levi, we learned in the previous year, Krach v'kol ha-samachloi, a city that has a wall and anything that's near the city, v'kol ha-nirimai, anything that is seen with the city, all of them are considered krach, they're all considered like a walled city, and we read the Megillah on Tezvav Adar. Tana, samach when we speak about a city being near, apish and a nira, even though it's not seen, and nira is apish and a samach. Bishlama, nira apish and a samach, the definition of seen, even though it's not clear, mishkachsla could go into Yosef Russia here, that the city that's seen from the krach is on top of a mountain, and therefore, even though it's not close, it's visible because it's on top of a mountain. But ask the Gemara, el samach, Alpha Pishad and Nero, hey, Chemishkasla, how could it be close and not seen? And it's the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yimia, Sheshevis Benachel, that it's in a valley, and therefore the people in the city cannot see it, even though it's close by. The Torah teaches us that if somebody sells a home in a city that is has a wall from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, you only have a right to buy it back, to redeem it within the first year. And if not, even though all property, as we know, goes back in Yovel, this doesn't. Varav Shumalevi, Krach Shiyoshav. The first they built the houses, Ubsoif Hukaf, and only afterwards you put up the wall, Nidin Kekfar. It's not considered like a city with a wall. My Tamadik Siv Ish Kiyim Kabais Meshav Ir Chayma, Shahukaf, Ubsoif Yoshav. The first the wall went up, and then they built the houses, Veloy Shiyoshav Ubsoif Hukaf. Most Rishonim say that this halacha that we just learned is strictly speaking about the halacha that we just discussed about which city has the special halacha for Yovel Abate Erechayma. But it's not referring to Megillah. Others say it's referring to Megillah as well. Continues the Gemara. One Rishon Belevi. Krach Shem Be'Esor Betlonim. A city that doesn't have 10 people that don't work and just are available to learn all day. Linnik Kfar. That goes back to the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah, that they could read the Megillah under certain circumstances already on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel of Adar. My Kamash Malon says the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? Tanina, Eze Yagdaila, Kosh Yesh Beisar Batlonim. The Mishnah is going to teach us on Daf Hei that if the Sar Batlonim is considered a city, Pach Mikan, if it doesn't have, it's Hareze Kfar. So what's the Chiddush? Answers the Gemara Krach Etzukhoi. Afgav Diklim Alma, even though many people come to visit that city, and when people come to visit that city, they obviously are not working, it's not their hometown, it's that's the Chiddush to teach us that it's not considered a city. Baruch Shemalevi, Krach Shechor L'Bsoif Yoshad, Ninnik Krach. If a city was first a Krach, and then it was dismantled, and then it was rebuilt, then it's considered a krach. My chorav, what does that mean? Ilema chorav chemaisov, that it doesn't have a wall anymore. Yoshev in lo yoshev loy, and if what's against, it doesn't have, and we're learning here that if they built the walls up, you read it on Tezvav. And if you don't build up the walls, then we would not read the Megillah on Tezvav either. Ask the Gemara, is that true? The only thing that counts is that it had a wall in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Ela my charev, shachar mesal batlonim. If it originally had a sar batlonim, and then when it has a sar batlonim, as we learned, it's considered like a city. Then it doesn't have a sar batlonim, so it's considered like a kfar, like a village. If it reestablishes that sar batlonim, it reestablishes to be considered like a krach.